Good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin in Masechet Kiddushin, and we're right up to the top of the daf. Geiri v'charuri. So the Mishnah gave us a list of asara yuchsin, and we were able to trace the fact that there were Kohani and Levi'i and Yisraeli and even Chalolim that had come along with Ezra. How do we know that there were Geirim and Meshukharim? Minolan Amra Chista di Amakro v'chol hanivdal mitumat goyei haaretz aleihem. That included in the people that Ezra was bringing back, and they brought their carbon pesach. So it says also including all of those who had left the tumot of the goyim aretz to join them, and it's clearly referred to goyim because it says lidrosh l'Hashem l'Elokei Yisrael at the end. So in other words, talking about those who had separated themselves out of the umot ha'olam and had come to join. And the kol undoubtedly means of all types. In other words, whether it was from the tumah of Avdus, they were Meshukrarim, or directly from the Umot. How do we know that there were Mamzerim? Well, look at this pasuk. Vayishma san velat achorani, v'tuvya ha'eved ha'amoni. So we're talking about over here the people that were in charge of the local population when Ezra came. So we have over here clearly an eved. I mean, tuvya eved ha'amoni, geshem ha'aravi, they were laughing at us, and now these people themselves, now that you see who they are, let's follow that a little bit. Because then it's followed with ki rabim biyuda bale shvualo, ki chatan hu lishchanya ben arach, v'yohanan v'no lakachet bat mishulam ben berechya. So now, this means that he himself had been married to a Jew, his child is married to a Jew, but apparently there was complete intermarriage with these people. And these people being Avadim create Mamzerut because our Tana holds, Kesavar, Oved Kochavim Ve'eved Abba Abad Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer. So therefore we see that there were Mamzerim. Says, well, that's only true if you hold that. How about according to the Man Yomar, Avlad Kasher Ma'ikel Meimar? The two, says the Gemara, who's to even say that they had children and that they had to deal with the problem? Who's to say that any kids were born? Not to mention that who is to say that these people had come with Ezra? I mean, if anything, it's mashma, that they had been there before and that they were giving Ezra a hard time and that the names of these people that had intermarried were people that had been from the indigenous population. And remember, not everybody had gone to Babel. So that there were people that were left behind, were making trouble. They didn't like the idea of all of a sudden all these new people showing up over here. But we're asking, how do we know that Asara Yuchasin Olu Mibavel? That was the question. Not how do we know that there were people that were Mamzerim that were in Eretz Yisrael, which is all that you're proving. So therefore, maybe they were there the whole time. So Mimai Da Achahav, who's to say they were here, meaning in Bavel, because we're learning Talmud Bavli, of course, was Saliko, and then they went up to Eretz Yisrael. The Mahatam Havel, maybe they were already there in Eretz Yisrael, and now they were met by Ezra. Elamihacha. The place to look now is a completely different pasuk, where it says, Va'ela ha'olim. So now we have the list of the olim. So now we're talking about the aliyah of Ezra. And these people came from a very strange list. Mitel melach, tel harsha, kruv adon, v'imer. Anyway, strange names of places. And whenever you get these strange names, you begin to suspect that there's something hidden in the name. But anyway, it goes on to say that these people that came from these strange places, lo yachlu lagid beit avotam v'zar'am im Yisrael heim. They had lost track of whether, they were initially Jewish and whether maybe they had come themselves from, who knows where. So in other words, they had no idea. For all intents and purposes, we're talking about Hasufim, as far as we know. Now, who are these people? So let's analyze, says the Gemara, let's analyze the names. Tel Melach must be a reference to Elu b'nei Adam shedomim ma'aseyem l'ma'asey Sodom. Shenebcha l'tel Melach. We're keeping these people in terms of their original model in the Torah. And what was that? That was the place that turned into a tel covered with salt. And that's a reference to Sodom. And we know that Sodom were very lax about Arayot. And especially we know the story of the judges in Sodom. So if somebody now would damage a pregnant woman so that she would lose her fetus, so the judge would say, okay, you lost the fetus, go impregnate her again. Of course, this was not the woman's husband. So this was part of the whole idea of Sodom, is that the Bedafka went out of their way to show a lack of concern for creating mamzerut. So that's tel melach. And then it says tel charsha. Tel charsha sounds exactly like shtuki, doesn't it? Charash means shut up. So zeshekorei abba v'imo mishata katot. This is the person who is saying, hey, abba, and somebody's always saying, shh. V'lo yachlu la'agid beit avotam v'zaram. They didn't know where they came from or where their children came from. Im Yisrael heim, that's an asufi. Shenes haf min hashuk. In other words, it means we don't know who they are at all. So that we have over here mamzerim, we have over here shtuki, and we have over here asufi, all in one pasuk. Now, take a look at the lashon of that closing. And what's that pshat kruv adon v'amar v'imer? What is all of that? Omer b'avu, it's a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, amar adon. Ani amarti Yisrael lefanai chashuvim kikruv. I thought that I would have a klal Yisrael that would be chashuv like the kruvim in the Shamayim. That's kruv adon. But instead, heim samu atzman kinamer. And that's the lashon of now the adon v'imer. Read that fast. It comes out to, I thought there was a kruv, but namer. Now, namer is not makbid on having any type of monogamous relationship. So basically, it just goes around taking mates as it finds them. And that's the way they've been acting. So instead of being like Kruvim, they ended up being like Namer, of course, which is a symbol of destruction, the Namer and so on, and the Black Panthers. So I thought that they would be like the Kruvim, and they joined the Black Panthers instead. Yeah, right. Azus is like very good. Azus is like the Mamzeres. There's an Azus there. It's actually the Rav says there in Avos that the Namer particularly is known for Mamzerut, so to speak. And he puts it together with them. Others say that this is on the contrary. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supporting Klal Yisrael. He's saying, Afal Pisha Samu Atzvam Kenamer, even though they may act like a bunch of Black Panthers, Heim Chashuvim Lefanai Kikruv. In my eyes, they still are like the Kruvim. Child only a father could like. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana. Kol Anosei Isha She'ina Hogin Eto. Anybody who marries a woman that is improper for him, that is actually Asura for him, Rashi says it's just Psula. This guy might as well have taken the whole earth and now, whoops, have plowed it all over and sowed it with salt. So here puts together Harisha, Malicha. Now this Lamaisa has some rather profound implications for the whole story of the development of the world, because we know that our initial bracha of Pruah Revuah Miluah Taaretz V'Kivshuah, which Papashtus means to take over the earth, to terraform the earth, to make it suitable for humans. So over there, it's clearly linked to reproduction, because it goes Pruah Revuah Miluah. We learn out the din of Kivush, that's why a woman is not Chayavet in Beri V'Rivya, because in Darka Shalisha L'Kivush. And that means that we're putting together farming in the overall sense of developing the earth with reproduction. So all fertility is linked on that basic level. And if that's the case, then the development of Yichus and making certain that the genetic mix is correct is part of the general assurance of the fertility of the earth. If somebody takes an Isha that is psulalai, so you might as well be going out to sowing the whole earth with salt to make sure that it doesn't produce. That's the similarity to the Tel Harsha Tel Melach. Omar Rabba Baravada Omar Rab Kolano Se Shalashum Mamun. Anybody who marries a woman for her money, this means he marries a woman who isn't roy for the money. So what happens is that having lo bonim she'ina muganim, his children are also disgusting children. Shema ba shem bagadu, ki banim zarim yaladu. V'shema tomar mamon palad. Now you might think, but at least you get the money. I mean, you know, so it's worth it. Talmud Omar therefore continues the pasuk. Oh, no. Ata yochleim chodesh et chalkehim. Which we're going to see means within a month they'll lose it all. They're chelik. Shema tomar chelko v'la chelka. You might think, but she'll be able to keep her inheritance. It's just the part that he got out of the marriage. He's going to have to pay back in child support. No. Talmud omar chelkehem. They both end up losing. Shema tomar lizman meruba. Okay, but you know, for a few generations, we'll at least keep the money in the family. No. Talmud omar, therefore, the pasuk says, chodesh, my mashma. Omer nachvayitz, chodesh nechlas, v'chodesh yotzei, mamon amavad. So it can happen overnight in the blink of an eye. You go to sleep a billionaire and somebody made off with your money. Yeah. Yomar Rabba Baravada. Unfortunately, this is like, wow. This really, really overnight. Amar Rabba Bar Ravada Amar Amar of Saloi Amar of Amnuna Kol Anosei She'en Isha She'en Ogenet Lo. Someone who marries a woman who is improper for him, Elio Kofato. So now you got a serious beitin over here. Elio, who is Pinchas, who is generally the guy who really goes into action when people are with women that are unsuitable. So he wraps them up here, ready for it to be beaten in the court, so to speak, in the Shemayim. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rotzeo, which could mean Ritzu'ah, means beats him with the belt, cat of nine tails, or Rotzeo Lashon Ritzi'ah, so that now he becomes an Eved Olam, so to speak. V'Tana Al Kulam, Elio Kotei V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kotei, any of the cases, it's not only referring to the Kuhuna, Kulam, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraeli, that violate their Yichus, Elio writes it down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs, Oilo leposel et zaro lepogemet mishpachto ulenosei isha she'ina hogenet lo. And the Gro takes out, for obvious reason, the next piece, which is just repetitive. Not only that, v'chol haposel pasul, you should know that anybody who goes around all the time cursing other people, and he always has something to say about all those mamzerim and so on and so forth, so that person is clearly suffering from a little bit of a psychological problem. And he's probably psul himself, so he's going out now, the fear of his own psul, he's finding all over the world, and thinking that he can be like above everybody else by calling everybody what he is. So because of that, he's undoubtedly psul. And a kind of guy like that, he just can't bring himself to say anything nice about anybody, you notice? And Omar Shmuel, not only that, but the very thing that he's always cursing other people about, it's his own problem, you could be sure. Bumumo psul. So there was a guy that come in from Narda, and he goes to the big butchery in Pumbedita. Amalo, so he says, okay, I got an order here, hello, banging on the counter. Amalo, so they say to him, okay, just hold your horses, man. Natar Adeshakel, Shaman, the Reviewed Ben Yecheskel, the butler from the house of the great Talmud Chochem, Reviewed Ben Yecheskel is here. We're going to fill his order first, and then Native Lecha, then we'll get you. Just hold your horses. Omar, Yehuda Bar Shvitzkel? Who the heck is Yehuda Bar Shvitzkel, the Schwitzer? Shvitzkel actually means the kind of guy that's always eating hamburgers. Who is he, the Kodim Lee, that should come now before me? The Shokom in Kamai, but he's going to get ahead of me in line over here. Anyway, this created quite a stir. So Ozil Omar Leila reviewed it. They went and told Reviewed what this guy had said. Shamte, so he put him into Cherim. So then they told Reviewed. So Omrule, Rogel the Kori Inche Avde, he's also a guy who always goes around calling people Avadim. Oh, so Reviewer said, okay, Akrizalei Davdo. So he put out a letter, which they published all over, saying that this guy is an Eved. So Ozalhu, this guy goes and sues Reviewer when he gets back to Narada. So he goes to Reb Nachman, who is in charge of the Beit Din in Narada, and he sends him a summons. Asme, Ladina Lakamidi Reb Nachman. I take Pitka Dazimona. And he receives now a summons to court, a written summons to court. Now this sort of had happened in Israel automatically. He went into the court. They didn't know exactly where Reb Yehuda was or how. They never would have sent a summons. It was a chutzpah. But lost in the process, sort of automatically, the computer, you know, just printed out a summons, spit out a summons for Reb Yehuda, and sent it out automatically. So he gets the summons. So now he doesn't know what to do. So he's supposed to come and in front of Reb Nachman. So also Reb Yehuda, the commander of Reb Huna. So Rav Yehuda wasn't sure what to do, because, I mean, it's really not derech eretz for Rav Nachman, who was not as great as he was, to invite him to court. So he asks Rav Huna, Yizel alo ezel, should I go or should I not go? Well, Ma'alei, so Rav Huna said to him, look, in principle, mezel lo miboy lechol mezel. You are not really supposed to go or required to go. Shum degaver rabat, you're a greater man than he is. But since Rav Nachman is the marriage chatana de Venesia, he's married into the mishpachat anasi, so mishum yikra de Venesia kumzil. Because of the honor of the family of the Beit Anasi, you should show Reb Nachman honor, and it's not a pagam for you to go. I would say go. Okay, but he is not going to let Reb Nachman get away with this, I'll tell you that much. So anyway, Ata, he comes to town, to Narada, and ashkechei de ka'avid ma'akeh, he finds Reb Nachman up on the roof, building a ma'akeh to his roof. Omar lay, so he shouts up there, Lo sabale mar lo diom revuna baridi omar Shmuel. Don't you agree to what it is that Shmuel paskin that kimen shenitmane adam parnas ala tzibur, when a person has been appointed to a high public office, asur basiyat melacha b'fnei shlosha, he's not allowed to do manual labor in front of three people. You're out here in the public. Omar Lay, so he said, nah, I just poured it to Gunritu de Kavitna. I'm only making a little piece of walling here. It's not like a major manual work. Omar Leis, Rabbi Yehuda says to him, Ahu, a gundrita, what the heck? You don't know how to talk? Misanya ma'akeh, is there something wrong with the word ma'akeh, which God finds perfectly suitable? I mean, dechotzi bioraita? Or, I mean, if you want to speak in common language, you could use the word mechitza, which I find in the Gemara. I never heard anybody talking slang about gundrita, except third world countries. Omar Leis, so he said, Yativ ma'akarpita, please sit down on the carpeted stool here. Oh my lord, Karpita, where do you come from? Misani Safsal, Dhamma Rabbana. Is there anything wrong with the word Safsal that we find in the Gemara? Or Itzdaba, the Amri Incha, the popular term Itzdaba. What is this Karpita? What are you, some kind of Persian rug seller? Oh my lord, Lechal Mar Etrunga. How about having some of this delicious etrog jam? Oh my lord, Etrunga. Let me tell you what Shmuel said. Kola Omer Etrunga. I mean, anybody who uses that word, tilta baramut rucha, is obviously one-third phony arrogance. Only people with long cigarette holders dangling in their mouths say atrunga. Where do you think you're from anyway? Either call it an etrog, kitakayur rabbanan, or if you want to speak Aramaic, call it an etroga, like Amre Inche. But atrunga is only in Beverly Hills. Amalei lishtemar anbaga. How about having a revias of our morning drink over here? Omale, is there something wrong with the word asparagus? The Karyur Rabbanan, which that was the health drink they had in the morning. It's, yeah, you want your wheatgrass. Oh, anpak, damrayinshi, you want to talk about a morning drink, you call it an anpak. I never heard anybody use anbaga. Omale, so he said, all right, taste a dunag tashkinan. I'm going to have my little pumpkin daughter, dunag, come in. Omale, no. Otyom mashmul. Ein mishtamshim b'isha. You don't use women for serving men. Well, no, not Bishakhtan. Oh, he says, Ktanai, she's only a little girl. Sorry, buddy. Beferish Omar Shmuel, Ein Mishtam Shem Bisha Klal, Ben Gdola Ben Ktana. What do you want her to get used to now sitting around men? So Rav Nachman says, Neshadeh Leimar Shalma Lialta. You know, my wife is a pretty hot-headed woman, as we know from other cases. Why don't you just send regards, you know, Bereshut Balat Abayit, as they say today, you know. He says, never. I'm going to listen to her voice. I mean, she's got a beautiful voice, Yalta. Well, you can always send a shliach, won't even notice her voice. You know, you have to be a sophisticate to hear that song. You don't ask about how a woman is doing. That's all you need is for them to get the idea that there's friendliness over here between you. Well, I mean, Al Yedei Baala, I mean, I'm her husband, you know, just tell me to tell her. Omalei Hochem HaShmuel, Ein Shalim B'Shalom Isha Klal. Meanwhile, Yalta, his wife, sends him a little note. So Sholcha Le'Davita, would you just take care of his business and get him the heck out of here? Shari Le'Tagre V'Lo Nishvuchi K'Shar HaMaharetz. I mean, he's going to make you look like a total idiot. This is going to get around. Every word you say makes you look like a fool. Just finish up your business with him. Omalei, so he says to him, Mai Shayata Shamar Hacha. What brings his master to here? Omar Lay, what brings me here is this little taskadaz manuta shadamara batroya. You sent me a summons. Omar Lay, me? Send you a summons? You gotta be kidding. Hashta shuta damar log. I mean, I can't even figure out how to talk to you. Taskadaz manuta mishadrana lamar. You think I would have the chutzpah to send you a summons? So he sticks his hand into his inside pocket and afik diskadaz manuta mebechadaya. He takes out the written summons from his pocket. The Achzei Lane, he shows it to him. He says, well, Hargav Rav Ahadiska, look, man, here's the guy, and here's the summons. Now you want to put two and two together? This is me, and this is you. Omalei, oh, well, sorry about that. Well, anyway, Ha'il V'yata Marlaka, well, since you've come, maybe we ought to discuss this. Lishtoi Milei, because otherwise people will say, oh, these rabbis, they always support each other, let them get away with murder. I don't want it said, after all, that, you know, the rabbis are mechanef one another. Omale, so he asks Rav Yehuda, my time as Shamte Mar, why did you put this guy into Cheren Laugavra? What do you mean? Tzier Shlicha de Rabbanan. He didn't want to say right off the bat that he had said something wrong about me. So he said, well, it was a shliach of the court, You know, if you insult even the shliach of the court, you know that you're supposed to take action. So that's why. So for Nagdeimar, I mean, why exactly did you put him at the cheirim? You're supposed to, under those circumstances, beat him up. The Rav Mangin Amanda Mitzar Shluch Rabbonin, Rav would have somebody flogged for insulting an agent of the court. Oh, said Rabbi Yehuda, the Odif Minei Avdilei, I did even worse than him. And then it became clear, because he did worse than simply insulting a shliach of the Rabbonin, he actually spoke about me directly. And my time of Akritz Maralei the Avdahu, why did you send around this letter that he was an Avet? Or Maralei, well, Rugged the Korin Shei Avde. He goes around calling people Avadim. V'tani kala posel pasul. V'ino medabri b'shvach aliyolam. The Brayta says, anybody who goes around calling people pasul is pasul himself and never has anything good to say about anything. V'yomar Shmuel, the psul that he uses is the psul that he is. B'mumo pasul. Posel. Said Reb Nachman to him, still, Ema de Omar Shmuel lemechashle, lach ruzi alein de Omar. I mean, Shmuel only said that you've got to be concerned. Okay, don't marry into his family. But I mean, he didn't say that you're allowed to go ahead and to jump to conclusions that he's really an Eved and to write a newspaper article and to cause him damage. I mean, how can you do that? Now, while they're talking, that guy shows up. So, Amalei Hubardina la Rav Yehuda. What? L'didi karita li'avda? A chutzpah. How could you call a guy like me an Eved? Do you realize what an incredibly important family I come from? Atina mibet chashmonai malka. I come from the family of the kings of the chashmonayim. Amalei, well, yeah, hachi amar Shmuel. Kol diomar mibet chashmonai ka yitina avdo. Anybody who says I come from the family of the chashmonayim kings is an Eved, by definition. Okay, so maisa over there was that, as we'll see, that Hordas had murdered the entire family, and then himself, being an Eved, had taken over the Malchut Chashmonayim. And therefore, anybody who claims they're from Chashmonayim are really from Avodim, who had gotten used to taking over the reins. So that proves it. So now, can I go home? So Reb Nachman said to him, well, I mean, you could go home if we believed you. Problem is that anybody who quotes a halakha for his own benefit, after the case has been... Whoa, not bad. After the case has been brought against him...
Put some light on the
subject. Yeah, but I have a feeling it ain't going to last long. Yeah, it's going to explode now. All right. My candle burns at both ends. So, but since you managed to quote... That's fine.
That's fine.
I think if he turns it off, it gets back on, it won't go back on. It'll just pop. So, anyway... The problem is that you managed to quote this quote from Shmuel, which certainly supports your position, but you quoted it after the case had been brought against you, and therefore we don't accept it. Because, I mean, lo sevel amar, lo hod yom rabab, om revun am rab, kol tamid chacham shemore halacha uba. A Talmud Chacham who is quoting a halacha, im kodem maaseh amra, if he's quoted that halacha before the issue came to court, fine, then shomim lo. V'im lav, ain't shomim lo, but if not, we don't believe him. Omar Lei, so Rav Yehuda said, okay, don't believe me. Ika Rav Matna, the Koi Kavate. Here's Rav Matna, look at this. And he happens to be able to support me. You can ask him. Now, the fact is that Rav Matna hadn't been there for the past 13 years. Lo Chazi L'Nardo T'lei Sarshanim. For 13 years he hadn't been in Nardo, and it just happened that Ahu Yuma'ata was that day that he had walked in and walked into court. So Rav Yehuda turns to him and says, I want to ask you something. Do you remember what it was that Shmuel said that time that he was about to depart? He had one foot on the shore and one foot on the ferry boat or on the bridge. He was just about to leave when he said something. I don't want to say what that something was, but do you remember? So Rav Matna said, oh, of course I remember.
Now, that was Rav Yehuda asking?
Rav Yehuda didn't want to say what it was, because then they'd say,
yeah, it was
Rav
Yehuda.
No, it was Rav Yehuda. It was exactly. He said, do you remember? He said, sure, I remember. Okay, Omar Shmuel. Kol Yomar Minabek Hashmonai, Malka Katina Avdu. Anybody who claims to come from the Malchut Bet Hashmonayim is an Eved. Delo Yishtayer Minayim Alahura Vita. The only one that had been left from the whole family was that one beautiful girl. The Sakala Igra, who had run up to the roof right after the Horda's murders, Varanya Kala, and she was shouting before his cops could get her. So she shouts out, Kol Yomar Bet Chashmonayana, You should know as an Eved, the guy's murdered the entire family. And then she committed suicide. Naflam Yigma, she jumped off of the roof. Umeta. So then Rav Nachman said, okay. Achra Zalei da Avdahu. So then he agreed, and he also put out a psak of Bezdin. This guy is an Eved. Now, of course, everyone had been marrying into this family. I mean, he was rich and famous. And Ahu Yuma Karan Kamak Tuvata Ben Arda. They ripped up quite a few ktuvot from the women that had gotten married based on a Mekach Ta'ut. We never would have married them. Anyway, they ripped up their ktuvot and claimed the marriages are annulled. It was a disaster. So, boy, there were whole lines of people that had that took up these big stones, ready to throw at the entourage of Rav Yehuda as he was leaving town. You know, yeah.
I don't know in Marcos or Kevon Ben Rush, but you know, they in some way we don't do that. Here, it seems to be.
I don't understand your question. I don't understand. You're saying you're bringing a case where somebody said a lie to a case where somebody. I don't get it. What is this? More moralistic thinking?
No, we're careful about
this. He is being careful.
This is more like the Godfather.
Yeah. Kikonafik, Nafke Abatri, Lamirkames, as he's leaving town, there's hundreds of people chasing after him to stone him. Omar Lahu. So Rav Yehuda says, he turns around and says, gentlemen, Ishatiku Shtiku, if you're smart, shut up and go back home because I have a lot more information about this town. The Elo, and if not, Magilna Aleichu, I am going to publicize the key to understanding that mysterious psak of Shmuel, Hodi Omar Shmuel, Tarte Zar Ayata Ika Ben Arda. There are two lines of DNA in Narada. And I will just hint at who they are. One of them is called the pigeon family. And the other one is called the raven family. Now, maybe you can't figure it out, but I'm willing to say who that is if you don't shut up. V'simanech, and the way to remember which line is kosher is the Tame line is Tame and the Tar line is Tar. You get the message? Everybody dropped their stone in paralysis. So Shadyua Lahu Rigma Miyadayim, and there were so many stones that had dropped in one place that they dammed up Nahar Malka that day. Vikam Atma Binahar Malka. There was a little dam in Ahar Malka that day, and they all turned around like little puppies and went back home. Now, no, Rav Yehuda was greater than him. But he was the great posek in Narada, and he was in Pumbedita. So Machers Rav Yehuda in Pumbedita. Rav Yehuda also was Machers on other families in Pumbedita, that Ada and Yonatan, those people that married into those families, are all Avodim. Yehuda Bar Papa's family are all Mamzerim. Bati Bar Tuvia was an Eved that indeed the master had sent to get Shichur to, but because he's so stuck up, he refused to accept it, because after all, you know, it's going to make him look like an Eved, so because of that, he is an Eved. So Baramot Rucha, Lo Shaku Gita De Keruta. In Machuza, Rava was Machris, Baloi, Danoi, Taloi, Maloi, Zagoi, anybody with those last names, forget it. Kulam Lefsud. Omri Yehuda, the Govai family, actually originally stood for Givonim. And the Dorununita stands for Dorai Nitinoi, the town of the Nitinim. Omri Yosef, you should know the little town Beikubi, that's right in front of Pumbedita, all of them are Avodim. Omri Yehuda, Mishmal Arba Meot Avodim, or some say it was Arbat Alafim Avodim. This Pashur ben Imer was a Kohen, the time of Yirmiyahu. They became mixed up with the Kuna because they used to eat Ruma. And Kulun Nitmu'u b'Kuna, the Kohen sheyesh bo azut panim, there's a lot of Kohanim that have an awful lot of chutzpah. And I assure you, they all come from the Avadim of Pashur ben Imer. Anyway, let me have Omar Abayis is Abayi, yeah, all of them are on the Mizrach wall over there. Kulo Yatva b'Shura b'Narada. They're all on the Mizrach wall of Narada, so you could be sure all those fancy rabbis, they're actually all Avodim. Other have the gears of Bisura in Narada. Upliga the Rebbe Elazar, this is the exact opposite approach of Rebbe Elazar, who was a Kohen, and therefore supported a little bit of tough talk among Kohanim. The Omar Rabbi Elazar, Imra Ita Kohen Ba'azut Meitzach. If you see a Kohen acting like a real mamzer, he isn't. Altar Herakharav, you should not think that he comes from Psul of Yichus. Because it's just the way of Kohanim, you know. As it says, V'amcha k'merivei kohen. Merivei kohen means people are always fighting. So they're like fighting. They just like got very red blood. They're hot blooded, and so you know.
They like
English. But it's not a problem of Yichus. So look at it as just you know what it's like. Omer Abavim Barav Adam Rav Kol Anosei Sheisha Sheina Oginet Lo Keshagadosh Baruch Hu Mashreish Shchinato Meir Al Kol Hashvatim Veinu Meir Elav. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, so on all the Mishpachot Yisrael, he's Me'id, Shinema Shifteya Edut L'Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives testimony that these are his nation, Yisrael. But when is that? Ematay Edut L'Yisrael, only Bezman Shashvatim Shifteka, only when they respected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demands for Yichus, then, this of course is the same as we have in the Parasha itself, of the actual counting, which is again Elio, Pinchas, and so on. So we have the Yud and the Hey that surround each name, Edus Kol, of their Yichus. Om Reb Chama Rabbi Chanina, Ki Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mashreish Shchinato, in Mashreish Mishpachot Miyuchasot B'Yisrael. It's only on Mishpachot that have not gotten mixed up with Psulim, so they have to be Kulo Yisrael. Shinamar Va'etahin Umashem, Eyel Elohim, Lekol Mishpachot Yisrael. It doesn't say Lekol Yisrael. Lo Nema. Lekol Mishpachot. Those who have kept their family cleanly, Yisrael. And they are the ones that will be Hema Yuli La'am. So that means that it has to be Bedavka Mishpachot Miyuchasot. Ve'Hema Yuli La'am. Omer Rabba Baravuna, you'll note the Zum Ma'alayat Teira Yesh Ben Yisrael LeGerim. Even though Gerim are also called Mishpachot Yisrael. But there's a difference, because by Yisrael it says, Vayiti lahem le'elohim, ve'hem ayu li la'am, that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekarev them, and then they become responsive to that kirva, to be an am. Whereas Gerim always have to take the first step, obviously, because they're coming from non-Yisrael. So by Gerim first it says, mi uzeh, who is the person that has the guts to now aravet libola geshet elai, to now come to me and become vayitem lila'am, then vanochi elakem elohim, obviously, because the whole point of a ger is that they took the initiative to become Jewish first. Well, it's a mala in a sense of Yisrael over gerim, right? But it's also, the pasha is a mala of Yisrael, it's first bekar of them. But it's in terms of them personally, it's a mala that they were able to achieve this. No, well, there's a lot of halachic discussion about this. Avarim, as we've gone through 100 times, don't have to be Megayer. Right. The question over here is that if the Balim are mit Yashi Mehem, so then they become Gerim anyway. There's a lot of discussion here. Why is this true, even Evedu? I mean, this is an awful long time ago. You don't see anybody going around trying to recapture the Avonim Mibet Chashmonai and work with them. So why don't we say that Lamaister no longer Avonim anyway? What is all this Nogeya? There's different approaches among the Rishonim, whether Bedavka, because of the fact that they were such Bogdim for Beit Chashmonai that they took through the generations, they took upon themselves to make sure that these people are remembered as being vicious people, not to be meichel them, not to mix with them. Perhaps because of that, they actually had dinam of avadim, or whether these are chumras when a person acts as an avad. Again, the practical implications are no longer really very nogea, because we no longer have a sense of who comes from those families. Omar Rabbi Chalbo, Kashim Gerim Yisrael kisapachat. Gerim are problematic for Yisrael, the same way Negoyim are. Because, and this is an interesting play on words, sapachat has a double meaning. Sapachat means something that is nispach. So it's an added clause, right? So nispach, you'll find in a contract, nispach. We use the word nispach for something that is secondary addition. So then it's a reference to Gerut. But a sapachat is also used as the name of one of the negoyim, which seems to be a breakdown in the cellular structure of the epidermis. So it's nispach, so to speak, attached to the skin, it looks like from the outside. So now we're saying those who are nispach to Yisrael also are problematic like a sapachat on the skin. Shenemar v'nilva hager alayhem v'nispachu al Beit Yaakov. So you see that the pasuk refers to the addition of the gerim to a sapacha to Beit Yaakov. So k'tiv achav nisbechu. U'k'tiv atam, and by the parsha of the Negoyim, it says, laseit v'la sapachat, which means that they make problems for Yisrael. So what are the problems? So Rashi says the problem is that since they're not bekiyim in mitzvot, so Klal Yisrael now suffers from the fact that they're responsible for their maisa. To which Tosfos says, nonsense. Klal Yisrael never accepted aravut on gerim. The proof is that when the Gemara in Sota goes through the number of britot on Har Sinai, it multiplies the population of Yisrael at the time with the britot and not gerim later. So that means there was no aravut on gerim. So how can that be the pshat? Therefore, there's a number of different approaches. One approach is the koshim kisapachat, because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so many mitzvahs as to how to treat gerim properly, and people never do, so that means that they're going to be over terrible averes, 24 different places, and since it's almost impossible to be yotzei treating a ger the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to treat him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry at people who act improperly towards gerim, and people may just not be sensitive. They'll say something and not realize what an impact it makes on the ger. So this causes tremendous yisurim in Klal Yisrael. Others say the koshim kisapachat. This was said dafka by Rabbeinu Avraham the ger from the Bali Tosfos. He says, well, it's because they become so much more makpid on mitzvahs than Jews are, so they show up the Jews. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at the Jews for not being able to do mitzvahs as good as the gerim. So that's now maskira avayin of Yisrael. Interesting. Another pshat is that people lose track of who the gerim are, and so memela, maybe people who weren't like kohanim didn't realize this has been a gerim, maybe there was problems, and so therefore they cause psula yichus, which might happen, is supported by its placement over here in the sugya, because here we've been talking about kolonis no se yishashen ogenet and so on. Yeah, there's the Gemara. The Tosfos, well, it's really the Gemara, man. But the way Tosfos understands the Gemara in Psachim is that they become frumis, which is always a disaster, because then they cause perversions of the mitzvah. Now you're not able to do them properly. So they end up causing psulim. This is not good. That's not good. Nothing's good by the time you get around to doing it good. The korban is possible. The tefillin are possible. Everything is possible. And so it's another reason why they cause psulim. Okay, so let's just get to the Tudat. So Amr Chama Bar Chanina, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu, Mitaher Shvatim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to work out the Shvatim and to cleanse them of all of the psulim that have gotten mixed in them, Shifto Shalevi Mitaher Tchila. The first Shevet that he wants to get rid of the psulim from is Levi. Shenemar, because it says, V'yashav Mitzaref Mitaher Kesev. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is refining the silver. And Tiher B'nei Levi, he comes now to be Mitaher B'nei Levi, the Zikeko Ton Kazahavu HaKesef. To them, he's very makbid that they should be completely, completely clear of psul. V'ayu LaHashem Magishei Mincha Mitzdaka. And that way, they will be able to bring the Karbonas with complete clarity and righteousness. Omer of Yeshua Ben Levi, Yeshua Ben Levi holds exactly the opposite. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitaher, not by getting rid of the psulim, but by being Mitaher of the psulim and absorbing them and accepting them. Because he says, you know what? For enough money, you can be Mitaher Mamzerin. And that's what it says. It says, V'yashav Mitzarefu Mitaher Kesef. So these Mamzerin that had tons of money and managed, because of their riches, to allow people to sort of ignore the fact that there may be Psulei Mishpacha. After all, everybody wants to make off with the money. So because of that, in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the Mamzerim to stay there. And that's the Mitayer Kesef. And my Magishem Mincha Bitzdaka. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a great charity. Om Reb Yitzchak, Tzedaka, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael. Shemishpacha Shenitma'a. Once a family is known, as far as the public is concerned, to be kosher, we're not going to go publicize with DNA tests who exactly the real daddy-o was. So once it's nitma, it's nitma, and we allow things to remain under the surface. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could publish the DNA of everybody. You won't do that. So that's the exact opposite, then, of Reb Chaim Bar Chanina, who held that Adarab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to filter out all those who are psula yichus. Gary Vichar Riminola number of Kisad, Yomakrovakol, and Nivdami to Motkoyar at Salayem, Mamzer, Riminola, and the Kivishma Samvala, Korani, the Tuvia, Eved, Amoni, the Geshem Aravi, and then it says, Ksiv Kirabim Yuda, Balishwalo, Kihatanu, the Shania Ben Arach, Yonatan Beno, Lakaket Bat Mishulam Ben Berechia, the Kasavro of the Kukomi, the Eved, Abba Tisar of Lad Mamzer, and you can man Yomar Vlad Mamzer, Laman Yomar Vlad Kasher, Michael Mima, the two, Mimai, the Havile Boni, and the Baklalo Havile Boni, the two, Mimai, the Hakahav. Maybe I just sleep up to here. Dioma hatamam. Elami hoko. Ve'ila ha'olim mitel melach, tel karsha, kruvadon, v'imer, v'lo yachlu lagid beit avotam v'zaram, imi Yisraelim. So, tel melach, elabani adam shidom v'mazir v'mazidom, sh'neyabcha l'tel melach. Tel karsha, ze shikori abba, v'imo, shh, mishatko. V'lo yachlu lagid beit avotam v'zaram Yisraelim, ze ha'sufi sh'nesaf minashuk. What's this kruvadon v'imer? Who the heck is that? Ah, Amr Be'avu, Amar Adon, Ani Amar to Yisrael Avak Hashemim Kekruv, Em Somatzvam Ki Inamer. Ikri Amr Be'avu, Amar Adon, Avapish Somatzvam Kinamer, Em Hashemim Lefanai Kekruv. Amr Abba Barbar Chanak Al Anasi, Yishash Eno Agenet Lo, Ma'al Alava Katuv Kilu Kekar, Sholach Al Olam Kolo, Vizarom Melach, Shem Abayel Olim Mita Melach, Tel Karsha. Amr Abba Barbar Bano Amr Abba, Kol Anasi, Yishalashu Mamon, Avin Lek Bonim Shenemu Gani, Shenema Ba'ashem Bagadu Ki Bonim Zarim Yalodu. Shema Tomar Mamon Palat, no way. Tamudomar Atayochlim Kodesh at Helkeim. Shema Tomar only his Helek, Velo Helka. Tamudomar Helkeim. Shema Tomar is Man Ruban. Tamudomar Kodesh, my Mashma. Omer Nabra Yitzak Kodesh, Niklas. Kodesh, it say, Mamon Mavad. Lom Rabba Baravan, the Varmil, Om Ripsalom Ravanduna. Kolonose, Shashino Geneto, Elioko Fato, Akarishborko Rotso, Vitana Kulam Elioko Teva Kashborko Kotem. Oilo, the Posilla Zarol, the Pokemin Bishpato, the Nose Shah, Shino Geneto, the Kola Posil Pasul, the Inu Medabi Bishwakul Yolon, Yamashmu Bumumo. In fact, who governed him in our door? The Alabi Matpakaib and Pumatita, Amalu Havalabisa, Amalai, wait your turn, Natar the Shakal Shami, the Rav Yudabar Yechesko, the native Lacha, Amar Mu, Yudabar Shvisko, who is he to cut him lean? The Shakam in Kamoi, Ozron of the Rav Yudah, Shamte, Amaloi, Roger the Kari Inche Avde, so he went at an Akasale de Avdu, Ozalahu, Azame Ladina, the Kamina and Akman, Ita Kitkadazmona, Ozra Yudah the Kamei, the Ravikuna, Amarle, should I go or not? Amalai, truth is Mazel, let me buy a little Mazel. Mishum the governor rabat, but Mishum Yikur the Minasia Kumzil. Ah, Tashka to copy market. Omele go sovereign, my lord, Emma Runa Baridia Mishmo, given Chinit Mana, Adam Panasa Latsibur, Asuba Siad Malakapi Fenshal Shah. Omele, nah, he's put at the Gundrito to Kavina. Omele, Gundrita, Misanya Make, the Katibiorita, Omekitsa, Jam Rabonan. Omele Yati Mara Carpita. Omele, is something wrong with Safsal, Jam Rabonan? Or it's about Amrinche? Omar, Lecha Mar Etronga, Omele Kabishmo, call Omar Etronga, Tilta Ramot Rucha. Oh, etrog the carrier abonan, or etrog the amrinche. Amalai lishte maran baga. Amalai an baga. Misani asparagus, the carrier abonan. Oh, antpep the amrinche. Amalai tete dunat kashkina. Amalai orka mashvo. Ein mishtam shim biisha. But she's only a ktana. The fairish amashvo. Ein mishtam shim biisha klal. Ben yula ben ktana. The shadalai mashal malay alta. Amalai orka mashvo. Kol biisha rava. Efshay yede shviyach. Amalai orka mashvo. Ein shalim shalom isha. Well, I did baala. Amalai orka mashvo. Ein shalim shalom isha klal. Shokhalai David, get him out of here. The Lenshavaka Kishara Moritz. Amalai, so Ma Shaiti de Maroka. Amalai, Taska das Manuta Shadamara Batray. Amalai, are you kidding? After shooting Marlo Gamirna, Taska das Manuta Misharani Lamar. Afik Diska das Manuta Bibekadaya. Viakhile. Amalai, Agavrava Diska. Amalai, well, how about the Malaha? Nishta Miliki after the Lemon Behanfir of Bonanadadi. Amalai, my time is Shanti Marla Ugavra. Because here Shrikh Rabban, when Nagdi Mar, the Rabban, get a man to Mitzah Shrikh Rabban, I did even better. Arif me, I would like. My time after is Marlai the Abdahu, Amalai the Rogi of the Karinchi Abdi, the Tony Kala Pasel Pasu, the Inam Adabra Bishwaka the Yoylam, the Yomar Shmuel, the Mumo Pasel. Yeah, but still, Himal Yomar Shmuel, the Mechishli, Lach Rizzi Alei the Yomar, out of Ahaki Vahaki Ata Hubardine, Amalai Hubardine, the Reviewda, the Didi, Karita the Abda, a Chutzpah, Atina Vibet Hashmai Malka, Amalai, the Reviewda, see? That proves it. Okama Shmuel called the Amar Vibet Karshmanoika Tina is ipso facto Abdu. Omalai is from Nakut Setu, Los Avram Arda, the Amar Baba, Amar Funa, Amar Ab, called Amitakam Shmuel Alaka Uba, in Kodemase Amra Shamimlo, Vin Lab in Shamimlo. Omalai, look, Iker of Matan, the Kaikavate. Now Rav Matan just walked in. And look, has in our daughter Laysashni, Awiyuma Ata. Omalai, excuse me, but Doctor Mar, my Yomar Shmuel, Kikur Kodakara, good of Kodakara Panagra. Omalai, oh, absolutely. Okay, Omar Shmuel. Kari Omar, mi bebet chashmanai malka katina, avdu. De lo ishtayu minayu ela ahira vita. De sakala igra, v'ram yakala v'amra kari mebet chashmanai ana, avdu. V'nafla migra v'meita. Akru zolei de avdu. Ahu yuma karyan kamak tuvata v'narda. So kika nafik, nafki abatrei lemirgane. Omar lo, Ishtiko shtiko, and I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. V'lo maglina alaik vada mashmuel, tarte zarai taik ben arada, chada mekari de vayona, v'chada mekari de vayurvati, v'simanecha tamay tamay tora tahor, shadyu ala hurigma miyadayu, v'kam atma benar malka. Machiz rabbi yoda bepumbadita, ada vayonatan avde, yoda bar papa mamzeri, bati bar tuvia baramat ruch ala shoko gita de charuta, machiz rava bemakuza, baloid, anoid, haloim, aloid, zagoid, are all mishpachot loshem psul. Amar rabbi yoda govoi is a reference to Givoni. Nur Nunita is actually originally stood for the Rai Nitinoi. Om Rav Yosef, Haibar Kuvit Pumpetita, Kulam Davni. Om Rav Yonam Shmuel, Arbame Ot Avodim, Resense was even about Alafim Avodim. Hayur Alafashkor Benimer, Kulam Nitim Ubekuna, Vechol Koin Shish Bazut, Padim Enoel Amien. Om Rav Yakulu Yatfam Beshur, the Benarda, who plagued the Rebelozer, Om Rav Lozer, Im Rahita Koin Bazut, Metzach, Altar Arakara, Shenem Avam Chokim Rive Koin. Om Rav Avin, Om Rav Ad, Om Rav, Kol HaNasei Shashen, Ogenet Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu, Mashresh Kinato, Meid HaKol HaShvatim, Veino Meid HaLav, Shem HaShiftei Ka, Edut LiYisrael, Eimatai Ave Edut LiYisrael, Bizman Shva HaShvatim Shiftei Ka, Om Rav Kamer Rebbe Chanina, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu, Mashresh Kinato, Eino Mashe El HaMishpachot Miyuchasot Shvi Yisrael, Shem HaBeit Ayinu, Mashem HaEl Elohim, Lekol Mishpachot Yisrael, Lekol Yisrael, Lo Nehmar Lech Mishpachot, Veim Ayu LiLa'am. Amar Rabba Barvuna, Zo Malaya Tera Yesh Ben Yisrael Agerim, Tilo Bi-Yisrael, Tiv Vayiti Lahem Lelohim, Vayim Ayu Lila'am, Tilo Bi-Gerim, Tiv Mi Uzeh Aravat Libo, Lageshet Alayinu Mashem, Vayitem Lila'am, Vanochi Alachem Lelohim. Amar Rabba Kashim Gerim Lizor Kesapachat, Shinemar Venilva Ager Alayen, Venispechu HaBeit Yaakov, Ktivach Venispechu, Ktivatam Lasek Velesapachat. Amar Rabba Barchanina, Keshkar Kadosh Baruch Hu Metayer Shvatim, Shifto Shelevi Metayer Techilah, Shinemar, Yashav Mitzaref Umetayer Kesev, Vetiyat Vene Levi, Vizikek Otam, Kizahav Echa Kesev, Vayula Hashem Megishim Mincha, Bitzdaka, Omer Yashav Ben Levi, on the contrary, Kesev Mitayer Mamzerim, Shinemar, Yashav Mitzaref Umetayer Kesev, Mai Megishim Mincha Bitzdaka, Omer Yitzvak Etzdaka, Sa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shemishpacha Shinitma'a, Nitma'a.